Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, June 2nd, 2009. All the geek and even the new cars shine. Yes, indeed. Welcome Tuesday. Of course, means we'll be checking out some DVD information, taking a peek at your geekified news, all that fun stuff like that. This date, 1835, P.T. Barnum and his circus began their first tour of the United States. Huh? This date, 1851, Maine became the first state to prohibit the sale of booze. Sam, really? This date in 1896, the radio was patented by Guglielmo Marconi. This date in 1928, Kraft Velveeta cheese was introduced. So you know what that means. It's Velveeta Day. Aw, yeah. This date in 1966, the first U.S. soft landing on the moon made by Surveyor 1. Launched May 30th, pictures taken by the Surveyor showed that the surface was strong enough to support astronauts, just not rich enough for athletes. This date in 2004, Ken Jennings began his 74-game winning streak on the syndicated game show Jeopardy, which you might know as Jeopardy. That's just how that works. You might notice you've heard so far only my dulcet tones. Once again, you're just sitting here with me, Billy Flynn.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Theoretically, we might have some stuff back to normal tomorrow. We'll keep you posted. If nothing else, hey, you got a Squeakley to look forward to tonight, huh? How's that for some foreshadowing? Birthdays today. Happy birthday going out to Jewel State. She's 27. Firefly. Strawberries. Let's see. Justin Long is 31. He was in Waiting. Sure, you know him as the Mac guy in the commercials, but he was in Waiting, a damn fine, funny movie. He's also incredibly funny in his little small role in Idiocracy. Nikki Cox is 31. You have to know who Nikki Cox is. I can't tell you. Dana Carvey's 54 years old. Saturday Night Live, Wayne's World, Master of Disguise. Jerry Mathers is 61. The Beaver. The Beeve. Yes, indeed. And Sally Kellerman, 73 years old. The original Major Margaret Hot Lips O'Houlihan on MASH. The movie version of MASH, kids, which may or may not be on TV tonight. See what I did there? Some television for tonight. CBS reruns. Nothing but reruns. Not Fred Berry ones either. NCIS Mentalist Without a Trace. All reruns. ABC. According to Jim, two new episodes, two of them. Following that is Earth 2100 Scientist Predictions. So if you ever wonder what a bunch of scientists do, sit around, get drunk, and make things up, this is basically a look at sci-fi Laura and her downtime. I kid you, Laura, I love you. NBC, I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here. No, it's all live and alleged celebrities doing silly things. A rerun of Special Victims Unit, followed by a new Special Victims Unit. Fox has a rerun of House, followed by a new episode of their show Mental. Yay! CW's got last week's and this week's Hitched or Ditched. You know, because you got to keep up with all of it. You miss even one episode and you're totally lost. So it's good of them to do this. AMC American Movie Classics, not only showing Ghostbusters, but by Jove, they're following it up with Ghostbusters 2. Yeah. Nintendo NES Advantage, moving the Statue of Liberty. Why not? Why not indeed? Country Music Television showing Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid twice. Discovery Channel, Man vs. Wild, it's the Will Ferrell special. Will Ferrell's all over TV today and yesterday because he was on with Conan O'Brien last night. Last night on Tonight with Conan O'Brien. Food Network. Dear Food Network, someone is sending Food Network a breakup letter. No! No. FX has Mr. and Mrs. Smith, followed by a new Rescue Me, which Needles holds the guys responsible. Be responsible, damn it. History Channel, Life After People, looking at the Sin City meltdown, because when Vegas goes, it's taking everybody with us. Spike on Deadliest Warrior, IRA versus Taliban. Wow. I'd really like to see that. FMC, Escape from the Planet of the Apes. These are the good apes movies from back in the day. No Marky Mark in them at all. Turner Classic Movies with Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Now, Jimmy's in this. The one and only Jimmy Stewart. But you can't help but wonder, what if this is Mr. and Mrs. Smith Go to Washington? Huh? VH1 with the 40 most shocking celebrity divorces, but if I'm watching anything, it is on the Sci-Fi Channel because a professor and his students encounter a deadly creature in Africa. That's right, F. Murray Abraham and Matt Reeves go up against Blood Monkey.
Okay, let's read a couple of letters here.
That funky monkey. Let's see. Monday was the summer reading kickoff at my library. It was estimated that we had 4,000 kids show up, but we were a little hard to count as they were running everywhere. They'll do that. Unfortunately, the medieval guys were briefed, quote, about my desire to play with the trebuchet. It's like a catapult. And they were given my mugshot to make sure that any accidents didn't happen like last year. Oh, well, maybe next year. Mwahahaha. Love it, rocket launchers. Drace. I don't want to know. What kind of, well, maybe I do. What kind of accident did you have that you were surviving that involved something similar to a catapult last year? Okay, let's see. Dear guys, I wanted to put this out there for all the people on those fine forums at geekradiodaily.com. I had put up a post about what happened at Balticon with T. Morris and the Kraken Quest panel. I heard about it from Indiana Jam and Kraken Quest and wanted others' opinions on the matter. I handled it wrongly, and I apologize for the way I put the post up and how I handled it. So until I can get the full facts, I will not be on or listening. That's from Jonathan in Birmingham. Well, Jonathan, if you're not listening right now, you would miss me say to you and to everybody else out there, okay, I've been ignoring this topic for a while. T. Morris had his Kraken's jersey taken at Dragon Con last year because people thought they were being funny, because apparently people think they can do some mean things and consider it funny. T. Morris is a great man. Fantastically funny dude, and people use him for the butt of his jokes, for the butt of their jokes a lot. And here he was tired, and he said some stuff. Nothing controversial, nothing weird, nothing crazy. Let's just all get this over with. Somebody give T. Morris back his Kraken's jersey, damn it, or you're going to get the whole GRD nation on you. It's just that simple. It's been called, and it's there. If you'd like to send us a note about accidents you have or reasons you're going to stop going to the fine forums at geekradiodaily.com, I really wish you would email and tell us about it. It'd be fantastic. Podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, or Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com. You know, Jonathan, if nothing else, you've stirred up some drama, and drama's good for the ratings. Tell you what, we're going to be taking a peek at that DVD list and your Geekified news coming up this Tuesday, June 2nd edition of Geek Radio Daily.
You ever read comic books?
I don't. I mean, what's the point with all the capes we have flying around these days? Every hero worth his salt has a cool origin story, right? Well, that's a load of crap. Maybe it happens sometimes to those headline heroes, but not the metahumans I know. Most of us feel like we were gang-raped by a cosmic freight train with a twisted sense of humor. Welcome to Metamediocrity, an audio comic book written and read by Jay Lynn. Join us for our full podcast at metamediocrity.com, where you'll find lively discussion on a wide range of topics along with regular episodes of this audio comic.
Hey everybody, this is J.C. Hutchins, co-author of Personal Effects, Dark Art, and Seven Sun Descent, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, June 2nd, 2009. Yes, indeed. Welcome to it, my friends. Tuesday, first week of June, absolutely beautiful so far is what that's been. Absolutely.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but we know that you just might. Now with DVD, here's a chance for you to take some of those things home. Some of those things like, and yes, I'm starting off my list with, He's Just Not That Into You. Incredibly funny, incredibly sweet, incredibly moving little story. Drew Barrymore, Jennifer Aniston, Ben Affleck, Justin Long. Hey, the Mac guy. Tons of folks in this. Check it out. It's not a chick flick. It's actual real people dealing with real stuff, and that's why it's awesome. Defiance is out. This is Daniel Craig leading a group of folks and trying to escape from the Nazis in World War II. I'm told it's better than that description, but I haven't seen it, so I don't know. Elsewhere is out today, which is not a Neil Gaiman book. It's a teen girl disappearing after trying to meet men online in order to escape her small town, and only her best friend really worries enough to investigate what goes on, and there's some dark weirdness. You might tell from as the list goes along, it's a strange DVD day. Also out today is Anaconda 4, Trail of Blood. How could you dare make a sequel without the Hoff? That's all I'm saying. The Hunger Season 1, this is the Showtime series from 1997 with a tenuous at best connection with the feature film of the same name. But David Bowie's in like 6 episodes, so there you go. Weeds Season 4, Nancy Botwin continues trying to be a drug-dealing lady taking care of her weird family. Albert Brooks is in the first few episodes, so there you go. That's a good one there. Dr. Horrible Sing-Along Blog. Now, you're like, wait, this has already come out. Yes, it came out, but it was an Amazon exclusive. Now it's opening up and going into all the stores, so it's worth mentioning again because now it's got a wide release, and it's damned fine entertainment, and you should pick it up. It's laundry day. Yeah, see you there. Let's see, but still no Parker Lewis, which is sad. So if we got to pick up anything today, it's probably going to be the story of a serial killer who mutates with a chemical inside a sewer to become a monster made of human waste, just as the FBI and police are onto him. Will the police be able to catch this slippery mutant criminal, now known as Monsterd? I really, really, really wish I was making that up.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, Winona Ryder is set to reprise her role in Heathers, a sequel to Heathers, the 1989 comedy, incredibly funny comedy. She was talking to Empire Magazine, says, quote, "Whatever you hear, there is a sequel in the works, I swear to God." But for some reason, the writer Dan Reiters and director Mark Lehman don't want to talk about it. "I've been wanting to do a sequel forever. There is a story, and Christian has agreed to come back." So, whoa. Not only is there a sequel to Heathers, which is literally 20 years late, Christian Slater? I don't want to give away any spoilers for a 20-year-old movie. I'm just saying that's going to be a little difficult. So, we know that every film that's ever been made is being remade, especially horror movie properties. So happy birthday to me. It's time. It's time for my... No, it's time for happy birthday to me. And what they're going to do? Happy birthday to me in 3D. The studio was going to work on a sequel to My Bloody Valentine 3D, but no. Let's go ahead and just remake this one. And the original was a girl named Virginia, belonged to a clique, kind of like Heather. Ooh. And right before 18th birthday, friends start dying. Mysterious murders. She's blacking out when these things happen. Could it be her? Could it be somebody else? Well, you'll have to watch the remake and find out if they kept the same thing as the original. Magic Lantern Entertainment and Fitzroy Media teaming up for a live-action version of Heathcliff. Yeah, absolutely. George Gately's comic, still penned by his nephew Peter Gallagher, follows the adventures of a fun-loving, sarcastic cat who annoys the manager of the fish store, tips over garbage cans, annoys the milkman, and pursues female cats. It's going to be, you know, a live-action CGI hybrid, kind of like the Garfield movie. Another orange cat running around. Weird. And Alvin and the Chipmunks. So, yeah, we'll see. Heathcliff, it's time for you, sir. Bring it. So the E3 press conference is going on. And yesterday, Microsoft did their presentation, and they showed some stuff, but far and away, not the Xbox connecting with Facebook and Twitter. Okay, fine, that's interesting. And streaming HD, 1080p, HD video, fine. The biggest thing from yesterday was the Project Natal, N-A-T-A-L, however you want to call it. This is a camera that will full motion, body motion capture you and let you kick, run, dance, play soccer. It's got face recognition software, voice recognition software. Follow the link, watch the clip. It's incredibly cool and really creepy all at the same time. It would be a very, very interesting thing to see if that was going to happen. Today at E3, we might get the official word on the PSP Go, which industry sources say is absolutely real. The one we talked about before, the UMD-less PSP, and a smaller PlayStation 3. Turns out when they're not selling as well as that Sony thinks they should cut some costs, and one way to do that is to make them smaller. Both of those announcements are expected to happen today at E3. Guess we'll see what happens there. So hey, you think your job sucks, right? Well, the president of Canon Electronics, Hisashi Sakamaki, is also the author of a book proposing some measures he takes with his own company. Forcing employees to stand, he says, not only saves money, but increases productivity and enhances employee relationships. So those chairs? No, please, those are silly. In the hallway, if an employee walks slower than 5 meters every 3.6 seconds, an alarm and flashing lights are set off, reminding the worker that they're being that they're wasting air, basically. They're being inefficient. And there's a sign on the floor of the hallway that says, "Let's rush. If we don't, the company and the world will perish." Wow. So, yeah, the next time you want to complain about your boss and your job, just remember, you know, like I always tell kids when I go to career day, you know, you could have a real job, and those things seem like they're really, really tough to handle. Geek Radio Daily, please drop by iTunes, subscribe while you're there, or better yet, just use any podcatcher. Juice, there's one. Juice is a fantastic one. Stop by the site for the social geek working at geekradiodaily.com, where we have lots of nice things to say about the wonderful T. Morris. He rocks. GRD licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial. No, Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Drop us a message. Podcast, Billy Flynn, Victor the Bruce, or Fletcher's at geekradiodaily.com.